The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Good day program 4/19/16. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Kara Schillen and Victoria. I want to do the same name. I keep hello. Why don't they be sisters? It makes it so much easier. Kara and Victoria, they are sisters in the sisterhood of Steffen. How's that?
There you go.
The Steffen sisterhood.
A little sister wivesy, but all right.
Yeah, all right, it is. Yes, okay. Supreme Court yesterday played a game. Is it legal or not legal? This is a focus on the president's immigration plan, and it looks like, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be another tie. So, if that's the case, then things don't change. Remember when the president came in, immigration reform, he said, was on the top of his to-do list, trying to get Congress to pass legislation. That didn't work. So then he decided to go it alone, and there were all kinds of executive actions, and that didn't work either. Rolling out that program, remember a couple of years ago, to defer deportation for, there were millions of undocumented immigrants and aliens. 26 states sued the federal government to have the program overturned. So, up in smoke, that one. Didn't work either. So, now, under the circumstances yesterday, the Supremers heard the case, and then, as they were questioning, it seemed obvious that they were torn and twisted. The justices that are on the left side said, seems okay to us. Justices on the right side said, pretty sure Obama doesn't have the power to do this. So, since Scalia's been dead, and he still is, by the way, the court doesn't, I mean, how many decisions they've made that actually there was one that was 9-0 a couple of weeks ago, and that's the only one. The other, rest of them have all been tied, I think. And so that means that the plan gets put on ice for the foreseeable future, many of these things in an election year. I think that the plan, I don't know that I really understood it or thought it was good. I think anything that we do to deal with this problem is better than not doing anything, which is what, you know, all of the political wrangling that was going on kept anything from being done. And so that's why it's become such a big political football. I remember somebody asked me once in an interview a year or so ago, what do you and your listeners think is the number one issue that confronts our country? And I would tell you that even if it isn't the number one issue, it certainly is in the top two or three. And it isn't so much to send them home. It's to try to deal with what happens with all of them here and not sort of being able to have the legalese fit the situation. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To suit the situation. Like all of the – I was reading a story in the L.A. Times yesterday morning, as a matter of fact, about yet another illegal immigrant – running a red light, drunk, running into a car with four young teenage girls in it. One of them was almost killed. The other three were badly hurt. And this what do you do with this guy? You put him in jail, and before you know it, the ICE people, excuse me, because there's no coordination, come in, grab the guy, and deport him and send him back to Glicamora or wherever he came from. And in 5 months, he's back again, doing the same stuff. So that's the thing that needs to be addressed. But how do we in our society, the way it is, because it is so diverse by its nature, how do we do something that's fair?
Right.
It's a real problem. So.
Well, you know, I think on a small business level, and I don't mean like a McDonald's or whatever, we were talking yesterday about the minimum wage getting raised to $15.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be really interesting to see how small businesses, and I'm especially referring to the service industry, restaurants, bars, all things like that, it'll be interesting to see. They're not going to pay, they're not going to be able to afford paying their workers $15 an hour, so I would guess you're going to see a big influx of cash under the table to illegals who are, and there is a large portion of illegal immigrants working in the service industry already, and I think you're just going to see more and more of that if there isn't a happy medium between legalizing immigrants and figuring out the minimum wage, because I think that's where it's going to go.
Yeah, there's a lot of misunderstanding of the realities of having the increase in whether it goes to $12 an hour or the $15 an hour. I don't believe in a minimum wage at all, because I think people ought to be paid whatever they're worth. And in some cases, it holds people back. Other cases, they get paid more than they're worth, at least the way I look at it. Now, I'm running a small business here. Maybe I should dismiss Kara and Victoria and bring in some illegal immigrant to run the controls. How about it? We'll put somebody in there that can run the controls in Washington, and somebody who's illegal that I can talk to on the air. How's that for? I'm a nice trying to help these people out.
Right.
Well, I mean, there are, and that's a good point. I mean, there are certain industries that won't be affected, essentially. But, you know, the service industry is going to be the biggest one.
I'm wondering, with this Verizon strike, you know, this is a big union stronghold. Bernie Sanders was talking to strikers in New York yesterday. They're upset. The workers are unhappy because the chief executive officer of Verizon got $18 million last year. And they don't like it because they want to get some of that. They're getting paid very well for what they do. I have a couple of people that I know. Verizon is a horrible company. You were talking about that app before. Matter of fact, go back to that, would you, Victoria, for a second?
Yeah.
For those of you who didn't hear, there's a new app that's available for you to complain. Like, I want to do one after my flight yesterday on American. I have four or five different complaints that I'd like to register with them. I have complaints against Verizon since I moved my office and studio facilities from one location around the corner to another. It's been one murderous bit of mayhem after another, mostly because of the complete incompetence of Verizon. And so, at this point, I have my state rep in his office going to the Department of Public Utilities to try to straighten this mess out. And they said because of the strike, it could be 4 to 5 weeks before it gets fixed.
Wow.
And so in the meantime, there are plenty of other things that are going on. So if I wanted to complain about Verizon or American Airlines, how do I do it using this new app?
You just go right to it's the app is called Service, and it's also a website. So you don't have to download the app. You can go right to their website and you fill out three simple questions, and then they take it from there. And they benevolently try to resolve the complaint, and it won't hinder you as a passenger at all. I think some people might be worried about that, but it won't.
Yeah, it's an app for basically an ombudsman app. That's what it sounds like. An ombudsman. You know what an ombudsman is?
No.
Oh.
I've never heard that phrase.
Really?
No, I never have.
Ombudsman. Well, we're going to go to Google and we're going to look that up and we're going to explain that in just a matter of moments here. In the meantime, I want you to think about how well you had a night's rest last night. How did it work for you when you were home? I got home late. The bed was all warmed up. And it took me a while, though, to go to sleep. And it's because I was sleeping in a bed where I didn't have my pillow. I kind of used to it. I have one here on the farm, and I have one in California, but I don't have one over at Meredith, so maybe I need to get another one. This is a pillow that is fit to you. It will help you to sleep, whether you are on your back. We actually were looking at something last night that Meredith found on one of the things. She's a big Facebooker, so she gets all kinds of stuff on Facebook, and there's a story in there, I thought it was quite interesting, as to why you ought to sleep on your left side. If you sleep on your left side, much better for your internal organs, your heart, everything flows much better if you sleep on your left side.
Really?
So, yes. So, add that information to the fact that the MyPillow can be available, and you use it when you're on your left side. This will be a big help for you. We want you to get a good night's rest. Want to be alive and awake and ready to go when you're listening to this program and starting your day? MyPillow is the secret. Perfect fit. Its patented MyPillow Fill is going to support your head, your neck, your back, whatever it is. You'll sleep like a baby. So I have a special deal. I'm doing a turn here for the good. 800-874-8985. Call that number now. Use the promo code DS. DS, and you'll buy MyPillow, one of them, and you'll get one free. Got to use the code DS. You got to call 800-874-8985. You can actually go to MyPillow.com and order it there if you want to. Make sure you use the promo code DS. You'll get two pillows for the price of one. Changing your life. Make the call, 800-874-8985. Every one of these pillows is made here in our country. Got a 60-day satisfaction guarantee and a big-time warranty as well. You can wash it, you can dry it, keep it clean. You don't want a smelly, nothing worse than an old smelly pillow. 800-874-8985 for my pillow, for your pillow. Use the promo code DS.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Your car and boat insurance bundle with Progressive. Impressive discounts, mounts, fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation varies.
Right now, get 2 croissant-wich breakfast sandwiches at Burger King for just $4. Restrictions apply. Brought to you by the Burger King Breakfast. This portion of the Good Day program is, in fact, 19 after the hour. The Good Day program with the New York primary today. I was thinking, I said to Kara and Victoria off the air, okay, the story says 3 of the 5 remaining candidates come from New York. And I had forgotten that Bernie Sanders was born in Brooklyn. So you got former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Somebody said that she carries hot sauce in her bag with her. Did you know that? Why would she carry hot sauce in her
bag? Is that a Beyonce reference?
I don't know. Is that, does she carry?
Well, it's a line in one of her new songs.
Yeah.
Really? I carry hot sauce in my bag?
Got hot sauce in my bag.
Yeah, she talks about being a Southern woman, and yeah, she's got hot sauce in her bag. And but I don't know. Who said that about Hillary? Because I'd have to know the source to know if that was well-intentioned or not.
It's just a rumor that's floating around. Is that okay. Maybe a slice on
yes.
her?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
All right, got it. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hello.
I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
DougSteffen.com focuses on the Taylor Swift music video for New Romances. It features footage from her recent tour, so you can see all of it. The audio is cool. I am a fan of Taylor Swift, although I wish she'd have a couple of hamburgers. She looks awfully thin to me, doesn't she to you? I was just looking at a picture of her with Diana Ross, interestingly enough. And some event where Diana Ross, I think, gave her an award, and she's just so skinny. And I remember learning as a kid growing up in music class that in order to sing well, and I've always had this in my mind, you have to have some heft to you.
Like opera singers.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's the origin of it. I'm not sure. But you know, Taylor Swift, obviously, he's got what it takes.
If you ever saw, I've interviewed Taylor a few times, and she is thin, but she's, yeah, I mean, she's no thinner than any model, you know. I mean, she kind of looks that way. But she's also almost 5'10", so she's very tall. But if you ever saw Ariana Grande, I mean, she is like, she's like a little dot. You wouldn't believe the voice that comes out of that tiny, tiny body.
Really?
Oh, my God. She's like 4'11".
Who is it?
Kristen Chenoweth is another one. She's 4'11".
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. All right. Speaking of Diana Ross giving an award to Taylor Swift, there's a story floating around about an accident involving Diana Ross. Apparently, she was hurt when an SUV ran a stoplight and crashed into her limo. She was going to a performance in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. She's been doing... I was actually thinking about getting tickets to go see her. I've always been somewhat influenced by my sister's story about Diana Ross when my sister was a flight attendant, still is actually, for what is now Delta, but it was Northwest, and that big one of their big hubs was Detroit. So all the Motown singers were in and out of there all the time. And Diana Ross was on a plane that my sister was on once, and she was working the front end of the plane. And Diana Ross was absolutely impossible. Just beyond impossible in terms of being a diva, and I deserve this, that, or the other thing. But she's, after a number of years of being off, not really being on the scene, she's on a tour this summer That looks like it's going to medium-sized cities and venues. I would think she could still attract a pretty good crowd, though, wouldn't you think?
I think so.
Everybody knows who Diana Ross is. And the if you put her personality as the music that she has been responsible for, along with the Supremes, has been quite good, actually, over the years. So
I've heard she's actually very good live still,
yeah,
that her voice
that
holds up,
yeah,
and
she's
that it's a great show.
She's 72 years old, but she still makes it all work. Yep. Thanks to her relationship with Berry Gordy. It was Berry Gordy had two choices to make. A choice when it came to the leadership of the Supremes, and he chose Diana Ross over, what was that other lady, Mary, what was Mary's last name? Mary, I want to say Mary Williams, I don't think it was Mary Williams.
Anyway, I always just call her Effie, right? From Dreamgirls? That's what it's based on, yeah.
Yeah, well, the reason that she became the leader of the Supremes is because she'd sleep with Berry Gordy and the other lady wouldn't.
Really?
So yes, right. Well,
wow.
That's how a lot of decisions have been made by the pigs in the music business. I mean, look at, you think Dr. Luke is something.
Yeah.
You know how Ronnie Spector became the lead singer of the Ronettes. They even were called the Ronettes. Phil Spector was looking for somebody, and he tried to get Darlene Love because she could create that sound that was great with the music, the instrumentation that went with the wall of sound. But she thought that that he was a pig, and he was, and so she wouldn't sleep with him. But Ronnie Spector, Ronnie, her real name was Victoria. Oh, I'm trying to remember her last name. She would sleep with him, and so she did, and thus the birth of the Ronettes. A music history was made in the bedroom.
So you can sleep your way to the top of the charts.
Apparently, imagine that. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Your dog is curled up in bed. The eyes are shut, the paws are twitching. Every now and then he whines, he's probably dreaming. If you could see a dog's brain waves during sleep, they seem to have REM cycles. REM, or rapid eye movement, is the stage of sleep when people usually dream. So what did dogs dream about? That's one secret our four-legged friends get to keep. People often think their dog is having a seizure, but if you can wake him up gently, chances are it was just a cool dream. We see this all the time. Our dogs go into this sleep, and our cats as well. They go into this deep sleep, and then we see their legs starting to move and almost a smile on their face, and their pupils start to dilate. I often wonder what they're thinking about. And I say to myself, perhaps they're thinking about running in their own field of dreams, chasing that rabbit, chasing that squirrel, or just having a good time. So if your dog's having a good dream and you know they're dreaming, just leave them alone. Don't wake them up. I'll more next time.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you, yes I do. There is no other one who can take your place.
Now 33 after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan. Why do I have that mental block? It's probably going to take me a while to work this out. So my friends Victoria and Kara are here. How's that for putting
that works.
Yeah, you can be upset with me or not. It's okay. One way or another, it'll all come out in the wash. As will the fate of the $20 bill. This is one of these back-and-forth things, and you wonder, how much controversy can you create over something as simple as whose picture is on a $20 bill? Here's a reporter named Juliana Goldman, who was talking with somebody about the surprising reasons Alexander Hamilton will be staying on the 20.
Last June, when Treasury Secretary Jack Lew announced a woman would be joining Alexander Hamilton on the newly redesigned $10 bill, he couldn't have predicted a Broadway musical would complicate his plans. The smashing success of Hamilton brought newfound fans of the founding father rallying around the first Treasury Secretary turned pop icon. And now, Lew is expected to announce Hamilton will remain on the front of the $10 note, and a scene of women throughout history will be added to the back.
Alexander Hamilton is one of my heroes. He's not leaving our money.
But that's not all. He's expected to announce a woman who will eventually be on the front of the $20 bill, replacing Andrew Jackson, what some might consider far more prestigious placement that he hinted at last month in an interview with Charlie Rose.
We're going to put a woman on the face of our currency, and this is not just about the $10 bill. This is about a whole series of bills.
It wasn't just the musical that derailed the original plan. There was also an outpouring of negative reaction on social media and input from groups like Women on 20s, which wrote an open letter to Lew last week saying, "Relegating women to the back of the bill is akin to sending them to the back of the bus. The Rosa Parks analogies are inevitable." The civil rights activist is one of many candidates for the face of the new currency. Other possibilities include the African-American abolitionist Harriet Tubman and former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt.
See, I object to this has nothing to do with race. Why are we finding somebody who's black? Why can't we just find who would be the most likely? And it seems that it has to be somebody who's black, and that's to counter, if I'm thinking this through correctly, tell me if I'm wrong, Alexander Hamilton being a slave trader and a slave owner. So we leave him on, even though this rap on him would seem to... I have no respect for the guy, knowing that he was, even though it was accepted, most of the early politicians in Virginia, I think George Washington may have had some slaves at one point in time or another, but most of these people had slaves.
Mm.
So you're balancing it with... you have a cur on one side, and then in order to balance it, you have somebody who's black, a black woman on the other side? Does that seem sensical or nonsensical?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just think if you're going to, if you ask anybody, name an influential woman from the 20th century, I think most people in the top two answers or three answers are going to say Rosa Parks. So I think, race aside, I think that she would deserve to be on any currency. But it is weird if it's on the backside of Hamilton.
Mm.
That is a little, yes. The juxtaposition of that is off,
yeah,
to me.
That's just,
yeah,
awkward, it would,
yeah,
seem to me. It's
it
awkward.
Is. It's awkward. Yes,
yeah.
I agree.
Right. Yeah, awkward. Southwest Airlines has responded to an incident where a Muslim lady was kicked off of a plane. Her name is Hakima Abdullah, I believe is how you pronounce it, traveling to meet her family member in Seattle, connecting flight in Chicago at Midway. She was kicked off the plane there. She had asked the man in the seat next to her if he was willing to swap seats so she could be on an aisle. He agreed. But after the swap, a flight attendant approached and said that they were not allowed to move their seats. Southwest Airlines does not have an assigned seating policy. What the hell is she talking about?
Right.
I've
never flown
to
Southwest, but that's what I was. That's
You're
my understanding as well.
You're not missing much.
I've heard that.
Yeah, not missing much. So how in the world do they think they can get away with... Well, I don't know that they think they can get away with it. I just find...
Well, the thing that really bugs me...
The thing that people are so clueless...
Right. And
today,
the thing that bugs me about this story is after this woman was removed from the plane, when they took her into the terminal, the police officer said, well, what'd she do? What's she being charged with? And the flight attendant was reportedly said to the policeman that she didn't feel comfortable with this woman on the plane. And this woman and her husband are still trying to find out what exactly did she do wrong.
She didn't do anything. She's a Muslim and she looked like a Muslim. I'm going to guess she had a burqa on. Did she?
I don't know that. I do not know what she looked like.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, this stuff is getting so out of hand.
It is.
And when you have people like this flight attendant woman who, I don't know what her motivations were for discriminating against this person, but when you have these people in authority positions who are allowed to make these decisions, this just further perpetuates the problem.
It doesn't make it better. There are a lot of, and it partly comes from, I guess, the problem that I think we have with this is that a lot of Muslims have not done their part, according to others, in trying to stop the flow of violence that's coming from certain members of their religion. And so we have this prejudice that has developed around it, and it's not unlike, I think we were talking about this yesterday, the prejudice that was shown to Irish people when they came here, to Italians when they came here, I mean, there's been prejudice aimed at people because of the color of their skin, because of their religion, because of their size. You can find any reason not to like somebody. And
Japanese Americans in the internment camps,
yeah, right,
in California.
They were all all before World War II. Yeah.
But that's 100 years ago. How come we're not better? Why are we not better at this point?
Why do you think we should be better? What leads you to believe that we ought to be better?
Well,
we ought to be, but why do you think, what makes you think we
are? I believe in progress. I would like to believe in progress of a civilized society, that we can come together and as new generations are raised differently, that we actually would have a much better handle on things like this by now. It's disappointing that we don't.
Hmm. Okay. Well, good luck to you on that. Oh, my God.
Happy Tuesday.
Yes. Tuesday is, the way people think. I mean, I know a lot of people who just have no use. They want to stay away from. And there's a certain amount. Here's what I think is the reason for this. I'm thinking it through as I'm talking it through. As I know people, I'm close to people that have this idea. And I can't tell you that I don't think I have some of it myself. Because they don't want to assimilate. You want to come here and take advantage of what we have, the best circumstances pretty much on the planet for people to live and gain. And I was talking to a guy in my Uber car last night who had come here from Morocco 26 years ago. And I said, why'd you come? And he said, because I had 14 brothers and sisters and we couldn't all survive there. So I was the oldest one. I was told to come to America and find a job and send money back to help the family. And that's what he did. So he's now stayed here. He's done all kinds of things, worked hard, became a citizen. Looking at him, you wouldn't, unless you listened to him speak, know where he was from, really. And, you know, he's done what he was supposed to do in order to fit in. And I think that's what really needs to happen here for the people. And I don't know how you do this. I don't know. I don't think you legislate it. I just think people have to figure it out. As you look back at the history of the people who have settled in here and how they've sort of become part of the society, because we are a melting pot, where I don't know, maybe we're a mosaic. I'm not sure which of the two is the proper reference. But if you want to make it work for you here, then you do your best to fit in. You assimilate. And the people, I have no use, and you've heard me many times say this, and some people think that this is not a racist comment, but I'm sick of going into places and having people that cannot speak English try to wait on me. I'm fed up with it. People who mostly speak Spanish and don't care, they don't give a damn about speaking English, and I think there's some of that, frankly, with some of the Muslim population that's moved here. I think you can find it with almost any. A lot of Russians who moved to this country, they don't speak English. There isn't just Hispanics and isn't just Muslims. Russians, you name it, where they come. Let these people come in here and become a part of society, and we have not required of them a certain set of rules that would help for them. I mean, it's in their best interest as well as ours to assimilate.
Right. And I agree on a language front. I absolutely agree with you that if you choose to live in a country where the predominant language is English, then you should be proficient in that language. I completely agree with that. If I move to France tomorrow, I'm not going to tell every
you
French
survive
person
in English. No, you
that they
survive.
Need. Yeah, that they need to only speak English to me. So I agree with that. But where I do draw the line is I do respect other people's, whether it's religious garb. I mean, I live in Manhattan. There are Hasidic Jews, there are from people from all walks of life. So when it comes to your clothing, I don't think that you have to wear blue jeans from the Gap.
Okay, so maybe that's the case. But you must admit that there's a difference. Hasidic Jews are all dressed in black. The women, although now that I think about it, there's an area of Los Angeles where we like to go have our brunch on Sunday morning that is basically a Hasidic Jewish area off Beverly, between Beverly and that whole area in there. So there are most of you see on the street are Hasidic Jews with their big wide hats. The men wear the hats and the black suits and the white shirts and the ties, and the women are dressed. Actually, if you analyze it, not a whole lot different from Muslim women,
right?
Except they don't wear burqas. But if you look at the garb of a Hasidic Jewish woman, I never thought about this before, but I'm thinking of people I saw walking down the street the other day, and then thinking about the women. I saw a woman actually on the plane last night who was dressed in this garb, wearing a burqa, but that's the only difference between the Hasidic Jew and the Muslim woman was the burqa. That was it. So is that what we're put off by?
And well,
women wrapping up their head?
I do think that that's a huge part of it, yes. I mean, the Hasidic women often wear wigs because the head covering is just it's equally as important, but they just have a different way of doing it.
Yeah, right. All right. Interesting that picking out the differences there. The death of Doris Roberts in the focus here next on Good Day at 15 before the hour.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and
nothing on. All right, here we are, 48 at the hour on Good Day. Doris Roberts had a lot of fans. She was Raymond's mother, and everybody loves Raymond. Died at the age of 90. She got 5 Emmys. She had been on stage, in the movies, on television, for 64 of her 90 years. Came from St. Louis, Missouri, died in her sleep. She was pretty active. She reminds me a lot of Betty White, to a point. June Lockhart, a whole group of those actresses that came out of that era who kept working well into their senior years. Betty White, I've not seen that much of her lately. Have either of you seen that much of her?
Yeah,
lately?
She...
okay?
I think she's 94 now.
Yeah,
and she recently wrapped that show Hot in Cleveland, which she was phenomenal on.
Right, yep. So if those of you who don't remember what Doris Roberts sounded like, here's a clip from Everybody Loves Raymond.
You are an angry, pushy, manipulative bitch.
You're a monster! You're a creature.
Come on. I'm not the one being restrained right now.
And I'm not the one who danced topless in Atlantic City.
That was from, what was the woman's name who's got her own show now that was the wife on Everybody Loves Raymond? What's that actress's name? She's actually quite good. That's her.
I didn't watch that show.
Did you watch that show?
Yeah. She's on, what is my parents watch the new show all the time.
The middle something.
The middle. And I can never remember her name, but she's on everything, and I love her on everything.
She's on The Middle, that
mm-hmm.
show?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, I know who you mean. Yep.
Yeah, we all know who you mean, we just can't remember.
Patricia Heaton.
Yes, Heaton, that's it, right.
Right?
You got
mm-hmm.
one more clip, Kara, of Doris Roberts?
Yep.
Yeah, sometimes it's about a jar of fat.
How could you mention that?
I'll mention it. You went nuts over nothing.
I had every right to go nuts with you for a husband.
Don't go nuts. Just go.
Their relationship always made me laugh.
Oh, my God. That was funny stuff. So
the sad news, Doris Roberts passing away at the age of 90. Everybody loves Raymond. 51 after here on Good Day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now 53 after the hour here on the Good Day program. We're joined now by Amy Newmark, who is the author and editor-in-chief of all those Chicken Soup for the Soul books. And in a moment, we're going to focus on the transformational value of a good deed. See if you can think about what you can do today. One good deed a day for everybody. Can you imagine how much better the world would be if all of us decided at the beginning of the day we were going to focus on doing one good thing for another person? We'll work that concept through in a moment here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
All right. One of the things that I like about Amy Newmark is that she's worked so hard to put all of these books together. How many different chicken soup books have you been responsible for, Amy?
I think it's about 125, but it might be 135 by now. I'm one of those people who've decided it's better to look at the trees than the forest. If I look at the forest, I'll be too overwhelmed by my list of things that I do and still have to do. So I don't even count anymore.
What do most people, most of these books have a reader survey in them, what do people come back to you with in terms of what they enjoy most about the Chicken Soup for the Soul books?
They say that they feel like they're part of a larger community. They feel like they're not alone. Any particular problem they're having, they feel like, oh, millions of other people have the same problem, and it helps to put things in perspective for them.
Right. All right. Let's put this into perspective. Your thought today, which comes from the Chicken Soup for the Soul Find Your Happiness book, The Value of a Good Deed a Day. So what do you plan as the day begins to do a good deed, and how do you suggest that other people perhaps wrap themselves around the same thing?
So the story that that gave me the idea is a woman who started having her family who had been very focused on themselves, and she wanted them to start focusing outwards again. She had them actually come to the dinner table each day and describe the good deed they did, and then they wrote it down in a journal. And some people do that, and some people just automatically do it. I think it's a practice that you can learn. In my case, I just try to do something every day, and it leads to sometimes very funny things, like I'll be at an intersection, and I'll be trying to let someone else go first, and they'll be trying to let me go first, and we're both at a standoff trying to be nice to each other.
Yeah, I'm sure we've all experienced that sort of thing. But that's just simple. I mean, think about something that's simple for you to do, and do it. It doesn't have to be something complicated or, you know, if you do it as a matter of course like that, maybe it comes as second nature, and then we all benefit from it becoming a part of our nature. Yes, isn't that the object?
Yeah, it's free, it's easy, you can make it part of your day, and the person who will feel the best is yourself, not the person who you helped.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Make yourself feel good. Search Chicken Soup for the Soul in any one of the, like Google or whatever, and you can find out where to get these podcasts, also at DougStephan.com. The audio highlights, certainly worthwhile as we compile them. Amy Newmark from the Chicken Soup for the Soul books here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682. 16, 8.